Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Is that Kevin Pollak? Is that? Yes, I am rewatching The Sopranos for the first time since it originally aired 21 years ago. And yes, once again, I love it. And I want the character of Tony's sister, not the actress, of course, the character of Tony's sister to just go the fuck away. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to Craig Kukowski. Kakao! Could you imagine for us, please, what Winston Churchill would have sounded like as a stand-up comedian?
I will do my tight five in the clubs, and I will do my tight five in the streets.
Very good, Gov. When you see the red light, wrap it up, yeah. Look out, it's Caroline Cotter, Cotter's Shotter. If you could say one thing to John Stamos, what would it be?
Yogurt.
Nice. So good. Solid as a motherfucking rock. Hey, Mark Gagliardi's here.
That's me.
Johnny Dark, Mark. Favorite park attraction or ride, and why, please?
My favorite park attraction is the Haunted Mansion, because it is a perfectly crafted ride. And for those of you who don't know, the one in Los Angeles, if you see the giant spider in the dining hall scene, that giant spider is covering up a bullet hole. And that bullet hole was shot through it, and it was more expensive to lift the roof off of the place and replace a giant pane of glass than to just put a spider over the thing. So I like it because it's the only ride that people shoot at.
It was Elvis, though, that shot it.
It was Elvis that shot. Hey, man, look, man, that ghost was looking at me funny. I think that ghost might have been one of them drug hippies. So I did a solid for President Nixon, man.
Thanks, E.
Yeah, man.
Sonny, Red, get that monkey out here.
You're the boss, King.
Everybody look, there's James Heaney.
Hinky Jinky Jimmy, if you were an animal in a zoo, how would you try to help the animals escape?
I believe that I would first try to teach acting classes for a great deal of time. Because if you could manipulate the zoo crew to think that you're not paying attention, well, then you've got the edge.
So you would teach the other actors other animals how to act like they're not paying attention?
Like they're sick, or like they don't care about the door that's open behind the zookeeper.
Stop looking at the door, in other words.
Yeah, and like really be coy about, you know, your escape plan. The first thing is you can't look like you're trying to get out. If you look like you're trying to get out, they're going to be all blocking the door.
So rather than telling the animals that, you're going to first teach them how to act.
Well, you got to learn to crawl before you can walk.
Foundation. I love it. And last, but you have to bring the cans in every week if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Cindy Jean, in order for your life to return to normal, you personally have to work at a fast food chain for 2 weeks. Which one? And job title, please.
Oof, which fast food chain do I want?
I can't hear Joey. Can anyone hear Joey?
Can you hear me? I think he's talking. I think he's thinking.
Oh,
he's just mouthing.
Now I can hear you.
I heard him thinking, which was really weird.
That's so weird.
Me too.
I guess the fast food chain. Olive Garden doesn't count as fast food, right?
It's not considered fast food, but it should be. But if that's your choice, we can go with it.
And I would be
sous chef,
back of house expediter. So I'm the guy with the card saying like this: we got breadsticks, you know. And then they have to run them out. And I did that for 2 weeks. I also just want to say, zoo crew, love it. I love zoo crew. Think
Can't
that just
beat
rolls
it.
Off the tongue so nicely, and it's great.
All right, let's do a damn show. Many of our scene suggestions today were gathered from your listener emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemynews.com. That's your name here.
Alchemynews.com.
Scene one comes from listener Robert, who wrote, "Hey gang, This isn't a scene suggestion. I just want to drop a note to my favorite podcast and say thank you. Thank you for the continuity. Wow, I was truly working out the word continue. Thank you for the continuity of normalcy. It's very hard for a lot of people right now. I speak for more than myself when I say that this show helps me keep sane in this very trying time. Okay, maybe just one scene suggestion. Superheroes and villains planning a showdown while remaining conscious of social distancing. Stay safe and well, Robert from Hendertucky, Nevada.
And pretty much, if you understand it, it's more of a, I mean, it's just preternatural. I can just shoot things out of my eyes. I don't think about it. I just, you know, like you would go to reach for a coffee cup or anything else. You do it.
It's eye guns. And you think that a mask would make that more difficult to do?
Hold up. You have eye guns?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, you can shoot shit with your eyes.
Yes, I prefer to not use that kind of language, but yes, I can.
How did you realize you could do this?
Great question. A lot of people don't ask that.
You know, it's not that great of a question. It's kind of right down the middle, like teeing off with a 7-iron.
I'm feeling a lot of heat from both of you, okay? And I understand.
I'm on your side. I think that it's great. It's fantastic. We all have that moment where we discover our superpower.
Is my point, how do you forget that and have to go,
Actually, now that I think about it, I'm not entirely sure I believe you can shoot anything out of your eyes.
My point.
Okay. Guys, his name is Professor Eye Blast. He's going to be able to shoot things out of his eyes. Look, you we're all on the same team here. Do you really think that the Villain League is sitting around complaining to one another right now? Or are they getting ready for this showdown?
I think they're being dicks.
Yeah, they're always dicks.
Captain Napkins, thank you for coming to my defense. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Captain Napkins, you're looking well. I see you recovered from our last gathering.
Yeah, I clean up okay.
Get it. Got it. Good. All right.
Let's get right down to business.
How are we going to implement the new proprietary...
You're talking trademark laws? Look, I don't care about making money off of this, all right?
What do you mean?
What I'm talking about
is that... You don't care about making money
we,
off of this.
What are you repeating? All right,
let's go. Let's try protocols. How are we going to carry forward with the new protocols?
I mean,
if you're an eye shooter, obviously you can be 6 feet away. As you guys know, I'm Captain Hands On. So, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Well, is that a literal thing? You literally are hands on.
Well, his power comes from the strength in his hands, dum-dum.
If I can touch someone, I can tell you what they're thinking and what they're going to do. And how dangerous they might be, but I have to touch them.
Oh, wow, really useful when things are already happening. That's great.
My God.
Go ahead, touch me.
Well, don't touch it. We need to say 6 feet apart.
I'm healthy. I'm super healthy. Touch me.
I guess if I could kill someone with my eyes, I too would have this kind of unhelpful attitude.
No, right. Here we go. Great.
Incoming call from Dr. Maligno.
Here we
Incoming
go.
Incoming call from Dr. Maligno.
How do we answer this?
Do we have to get it?
Yeah, we have to get it.
Is there a button?
How do we answer
this? I'll push it. Hold on. He's going to come up on this screen right here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's right behind me.
Hello, Caped Crusaders.
Oh, that's loud. How do we turn that down? Can we turn this down?
It's automatic.
Is it on my
adjust.
Oh,
is
it on my
it should adjust automatically.
God, that's loud. How do we turn?
I think it's
on. Should automatically.
I think it might be on my end.
Yep.
All right. I'm setting it to
seven.
Seven, is that a good number?
Yeah, no, it's so loud. It's so
still loud.
Loud.
Okay. Oh. You know, I'm going to log off and log back on.
All right. Okay. All right. You do that.
What happened? Why did you log off?
They said I was loud.
Well, that's because you're projecting.
What if I, okay, good. Hurt their ears. Good.
Come on. Are we going to have the Zoom, the showdown on Zoom or what? A Zoom down.
You keep trying to make Zoom down happen, and it's
Zoom
not
down.
Going to happen.
It rolls off the tongue. Happen. It rolls off the tongue.
It does not.
Okay, then what do you suggest instead?
We go over and we kill them. We just do it. We know where they're at. We just go over there and do it.
That also works. You know, I think this whole thing is actually a hoax, so.
Oh, my
is that,
God.
Is that
are
the
you
angle
fucking
that we're taking?
Serious?
That's what I believe, yes.
We're not going to do the social distancing?
Senator Slime, we are doing the social distancing, okay? I'm not going to get sick.
Good.
I have elderly parents.
Well, you should live by yourself. I think it's embarrassing you still live with your parents.
I live in my mom's basement, all right?
That counts as for That's sure with living them. With your parents.
You don't even Martha live at a Maligno. Normal level. I mean, this
How are
is
your parents sense. These days?
They're all right, thank you.
Please give them my love.
Am I loud here, by the way?
Yes.
It's just me, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, does somebody else want to...
And I've gotten us all these matching gold masks so that we can look like a justice team ready
oh, I
to
like
defeat
these.
The... So let's... But before he calls in, I want to make sure we all look good in these.
I gotta say, I don't know if I can wear this mask. This part of my face is the only part of me that's exposed. And it's... If I put this mask on, there's going to be no skin showing. Like, the mask part is the only part where I actually get some sunshine, and I'm not going to get any vitamin D. And Captain Napkin needs his vitamin D.
Now, was this something voted on? I did not know we were going to be required. I already have a mask, so I don't know if I need another golden mask.
If we don't have a uniform, then what kind of a team are we?
Well,
I think it's safe to say that you do not have a mask, and that's why you suggested the rest of us wear your matching mask. And I don't know that this is going to help us defeat our foes.
Listen, I got a bulk discount on these gold masks. I'm just saying, if we all wear one.
This gold is chipping off. I mean,
it's not real
underneath
gold.
The mask. It's
gold. It's like paint.
Geez, Super League. It breaks my heart to see you guys fighting like this.
Wonder Boy.
Why can't we have the old Super League back?
He's got a point, Sergeant Costco. Can we let it go with the masks?
I mean, I don't think so. We really have to wear masks.
Oh, oh God, help him out.
Fine.
My God,
Look
help
what
him
you've
out.
Done to napkins.
Well, I don't want to touch him. I don't want to touch him.
Oh, thanks, Wonder Boy. But you should probably go get a test now.
Incoming call. From the chief
oh, that's
of
him,
police.
That's him. Everybody
okay, who
masks
pushes
on
the button again?
Incoming call
I'll
from the chief
button.
Of police.
Oh, chief of police. I'm not expecting
incoming
a call.
Call.
Is someone going to answer She's so mean, you guys. She's so mean every time she talks to us.
Incoming
the chief
call.
Of police
okay.
Where? What jurisdiction?
Let's ask her. So we're just not going to answer it?
I clicked answer. I clicked answer. I don't know what to do.
Well, they hung up.
Oh, they probably took too long. Well, that bought us some time. I don't want to talk to the chief of police.
It sounded like it was going to voicemail.
What do we do if our foes do not acknowledge the pandemic protocols? Let's start with that question.
What?
What are we prepared to do? Because if they break the 6-foot barrier, are we then going to break the 6-foot barrier? Because if not, what
well,
chance
they broke
do we
it,
really?
It's broken. Not if we do it or not.
So all bets are off. As soon as they break it, we're good to go?
Are you saying this just so you can use your hands?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
The
yes,
Captain you. Hands.
Yes. Yes, you.
I mean, why would I care?
Because you if they break the up. Protocol, then suddenly, you know what? If they break the protocol and then you decide, oh, now they broke the protocol, I can go touch them, then we're no better than they are, Captain Hands-On.
Hi, guys. You sorry. Know, I know that we are open for outdoor dining, but it's just that you guys are using up the only tables we have here, and you've just ordered waters. From the tap for the table. So
what if we don't know what we want
18%.
Yet. 18%. We don't know what we
That's
want yet.
That's awful. So. You should be tipping at least 30% if you're going to be using these tables. And if you don't know what you want from that man over there with the bleeding eyes, then look, you've been here for 2 hours.
Napkins, look, can we go to your place?
I mean, it's not very big, but
hold
it's
on a second.
Studio.
We're not going to get kicked out. We are not going to get kicked out of here. Okay?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
Listen, let's talk to you. Let's lay it out here. We're superheroes, and we're using this as our hero fortress. This
oh
is a fortress
my God.
For us right now.
Wait, you guys are super. Isn't like a big thing that your identity needs to be kept secret?
Yes, you don't know who we are. I just have bleeding eyes. That
you can only see my mouth.
Yeah, well, I can tell who you are by your mouth.
I'm sponsored by Costco, so...
May I have your consent to put my hands on you?
Absolutely not. In what world? Even if this was... We did not have a pandemic right now, I would not...
I will place them in a very safe area.
Do that. You're putting them, like you're putting them right
power.
On my breasts,
what
sir.
What the hell? What the hell?
You,
have
you know
a,
what? Now that they're there, I...
Listen, look, it's obviously a real disease, okay? It's real.
Prove
I mean,
it.
It
Why
is.
Can't I see it?
Jeez, are you fucking insane? It's microscopic.
I am insane.
You fucking idiot.
That's my superpower.
It's just hard to do this voice and be quiet, I guess, is what I'm saying.
We don't mind. We don't mind that you're loud.
This is whispering for me.
Really?
What we mind is that you stopped blowing out their eardrums. You were hurting them, and you were like, yeah, I'll stop. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, you've gotten soft.
Look, we've got to set up the protocols for this rumble.
No, we don't. We don't have fucking villains, man. That's cheap.
A Zoom rumble.
You stop trying to make that happen.
A Zumba's kind of fun. Reminds you of Zumba, my favorite kind of workout.
Oh, I wish I could go back to Zumba.
Oh my God, me too. Anyways.
That's scene one. Sometimes the scenes let us know when they're done. Scene two comes from David, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist. I won't belabor my praise. You guys are amazing and so funny. Sometimes I forget how to breathe. Here is my suggestion. The construction workers at Stonehenge argue with the druids paying for it and the architect who designed it. Keep up the good work. David from Australia." I don't know where
all
that
right,
is.
Let's move this side up here. Right.
Okay, hold on. Pick it up from the bottom.
Don't pick
from
it up.
The bottom.
What do you mean the bottom? The bottom is underneath the fucking ground. What
exactly,
do you mean?
Exactly. And that's why you have to lift from the bottom or else you're going to pull out your back.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Look, can we just talk to the druids? Is there a way for y'all to just make some kind of magic where these stones lift
we
up on their own?
We don't use magic.
No. Yes, you do. You're telling me you don't use magic and somehow there's all these huge stones here.
Well, I mean, you're elementalists, right? Druids are using magic from nature, and we worship nature.
Nature is not magic. Nature is nature.
Jeez, my God, mate. I swear to God, mate. It's like one day they're like, oh, we need a sacrifice. And the other day they're like, no, we don't do that, actually. We just use these sticks.
I had to give you my lamb. You used it for a sacrifice, and you're still wearing the lamb's skull on your head. So don't tell me you don't use magic.
It was more of a meal than a sacrifice.
Oh my God.
But thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And honestly, what we do is much more similar to alchemy than magic.
We use
nature.
I mean,
talk to me about alchemy, mate.
I don't know much about that at all. I live in a little fucking hut up there, mate. So what is
all right,
that, mate?
So what you're going to want to do is lift these stones into the position that we showed you in the blueprints.
That's alchemy.
Is that alchemy?
No, that's
it was the process to make these stones.
Well, I'm just confused here. Correct me if I'm wrong, but my pal Org over there asked you to explain alchemy, and you told us to move a stone. You know what I mean? That was your response.
You
hold on a
stones.
Second there, Sloba. He also said that alchemy is what makes these stones.
That doesn't make no sense.
These stones are not natural. These are, you would call them magic, but we create them through a, it doesn't matter.
Which of us studies the elements and which of us were hired to build a thing?
At a day rate at that.
What?
I don't know. Was it you?
You were hired by us
not to argue with us, but to lift those stones.
Okay, why don't you just tell us that instead of giving us a bit of a riddle, huh?
I'm not good at riddles, right? I'm not good at riddles.
I'm good at lifting stones.
Are you making fun of me?
No.
No, not at all. Mate, geez, sensitive is all Jesus hell. Like, you know what
all
I mean?
All right, let's lift this in. Ready? Three,
one,
two.
Oh, Jesus, my spine just shot out my ass. Oh, God.
Hey.
Oh, fucking hell.
I think you guys should be using some sort of tools. You're using your hands. How about a lever or some kind of a pulley?
He's got his spine out of his butthole.
Oh, my God. It's like a little tail, isn't it? Orakai,
why don't you fix this man with some alchemy?
Pantheon, I don't know that alchemy, we use alchemy to build stones. We don't use alchemy to replace spines that have excreted through buttholes.
Please, just fix my friend. This is the third time this happened to him then.
Let's gather some ingredients.
We're going to need a stronger druid.
Now,
my disciples, those of you that have come to study with me deep into the forest, you are now ready to go out and teach this knowledge to all that need it. Are you ready? Pantheon, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Teach yes. me one more time the meaning of Druidicism.
The Druidicism is to harness the natural state of things and create a more suitable natural state of things.
Sorry, we will be here much longer. I gotta check in with the missus or she gets ragged.
It's longer. We aren't done with the sacrifice. You'll soon,
right, it's just been 3 days out here with this, and I've got to check in with the family to let them know how much longer I'm going to be, that's all. If you can just give me...
Look, I don't know. I have Pantheon has to say it correctly.
It's 3 days of I don't know about time. Do druids care fuck all about time? Is that the problem?
Right. You know what? Fuck it. Let's just sacrifice them quick. Let's get somebody else. All right. Give me the knife.
But me?
Give me the knife there. Yes, Pantheon, give me
the
knife.
Are you sacrificing I know what alchemy is.
My partner, Pantheon.
Not Pantheon.
This peasant. I'm going to sacrifice the peasant.
The complainy builder?
Yeah, that's right. Bring us out to the woods. Teach us your shite, your dribble, and then kill us. Ceremoniously for 3 fucking days. That's
all
beautiful.
Right. Okay, I've heard enough. All right, let me
have
just...
you. Have you heard enough? Because that's what I was thinking after 3 days
and
of this.
Then in the stomach, and then the knife goes up.
Pantheon, Eric High, as the head of accounting for the druids, yes. I'm going over this contractor bill.
Yes. One lamb.
Yes.
Several stones.
I had agreed to half a lamb. What's going on? This is turning into a real money pit.
Well, we are a little over budget. We're going a little long.
But this is going to last a long, long time.
Forever.
It's going to be forever.
Well, that's the goal. Yes, isn't it? are there no other contractors we can use?
Well, we had one, and we had a 3-day meeting with him, but he complained, so he was stabbed.
Ceremonially, of course.
We're looking for more contractors. It's difficult to find contractors in this area.
Yeah, how you doing? Yep, this is Hex and Venatrix and family. So what can I do you for? What do you need?
Your Hex and Venatrix, the contractor...
Yeah, what do you need here? Everything you need from mud huts to sticks against the wall. I got you. What do you need?
We are building Stonehenge.
All right.
Unroll the scroll. Show him the blueprints.
It's at the bottom of this scroll.
Okay. Well, all right.
We've gotten about a third of the way done. We keep having workers whose spines shoot out their buttholes when they try to... raise the larger stones.
Yeah, I get that. So now I'm presuming this is actual size. It's about the size of my thumb. Is that right?
Oh, no. Oh no. This is the size of a small plot of farmland.
Yeah, the scale is up at the top of the scroll in the corner.
That's hard for me to imagine. All right, let's. How about this? How about I send a team down there? Some of my family guys. We'll go down there. We'll check it out. We'll give you an estimate, and then we can talk from there.
That sounds great.
Great.
All right. Awesome. Just so you know, I don't want to be cursed by either of you. So what I'm going to do is something really nice. I'm going to give you guys a really good deal. I love what you do. I don't want any kind of stone elementals coming down to my little place and bashing us in the head in the nighttime, all right?
We look forward to meeting your crew.
Wait a second. You're telling us we're going to some place in England?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Hey, relax. It's a fucking job, all right?
What am I supposed to tell my pregnant wife? She's due to pop any day now, so I'm leaving. I'm going to meet my...
Here's an idea, Tommy.
Along.
Why don't you
so
tell your wife to pop already?
I've been telling that. I scream at a belly every night. Nothing happens.
Look, we've all been screaming at a stomach. Maybe it won't happen. Maybe she'll be pregnant for another couple years.
Okay,
look,
maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
Jesus. Hey, boss, is this in inches or in feet?
I don't even know. I mean, can you please stop coming up with these different things, all right? I hate the fact that you're out there coming up with these different, what do you call them, myths?
I'm trying to make it happen.
Yeah, bullshit. You're trying to make it happen. You're trying to spit some fucking lies in our heads, all right? Now, the druids will tell us what to do and how to measure it. We're not supposed to think of that shit ourselves. You got that?
So we build these the size of our thumb. Is that what this is?
No. That was my thought, too. No. Apparently, it's the size of a field or something.
What the hell?
What the field?
All of us are 18 years old, all right? The chances of us living any longer than this, slim to none. You know what I mean?
Right. So we got to get on a boat for a week to get over there, right?
Oh, is that why you got this huge boat outside?
What do you think I got the huge boat? Of course that's why I have the huge boat out there. What the hell do you think it is?
Freaking know.
And then we're bringing the marble slabs with us, or they got them there?
Yeah.
Marble? What the hell? Look, will you do me a favor? Will you stop thinking outside the box? You're pissing me off, all right?
What about the no shows? What about the number of no shows and no works? Did we get as many of all five?
Yeah. Oh, we got that. Yeah.
Okay. Because so I don't want, you know, coming down our throats with this shit.
No, totally.
All right, so if we don't die on the boat from various diseases and we get over there,
we're all carrying. Yeah.
Who do we check in with? Is there a head guy over there?
Yeah, there's a druid. There's two cats.
There's a what now?
Druid.
Okay, so I'm looking over this bill, and you're bringing in a team from across the ocean.
Yes, we.
There's nobody local you could have used.
We could not find anyone local. They're from Brooklyn, New York. They are highly recommended, yes. And they only lost two on the voyage.
I told you, crop circles. It's just going to be easier.
But those only last the season. This is going to last forever. It'll be worth the investment.
Don't you want to be one of the wonders of the world?
Yeah, well, look, I'm in accounting. Look, talk to the head druid. I'm just trying to make the balance.
Nobody talks to the head druid.
Hi, I know this is the accounting office, but they just kept kind of giving me the runaround, so I didn't know where else to go. But I have an issue with one of your druids. He said that druidism is about alchemy. And I had just a problem with that because I had him just install small stone structure around my house, and that was in order to keep trolls away and keep my children and livestock safe. But my kids got stolen, and so did my livestock, so that didn't work. And I just don't know who to talk to.
Cut to the chase. How many lambs do you want?
How many lambs do I want?
Just give me a number of lambs.
Well, I mean, I was at 200 a head. So, like, that. I mean, that's how many lambs I lost. I lost 200 lambs.
What do you mean 200 a head?
That's what I lost. 200.
You lost 200, so 200 lambs, or how many heads? How many heads are we talking?
Look, I lost 200 a head, okay, of lambs. All right? So I need that.
Listen to me. When you call the druid accountant, dude, just say you lost 200 a head. Never mind what it means. You just say it. It's what it's common knowledge.
You don't want to get in trouble. No, I don't want to get in trouble. I want to say the right thing.
What do you think 200 ahead means?
I'm 200 paces ahead of somebody.
Oh, my God. Come on.
200
lambs per head of your children.
Quick, trolls, take his children while they're arguing about the lambs.
Yes.
Mommy!
Gotcha.
Daddy!
Oh, no!
Gotcha.
No!
Gotcha.
So, I mean, look, that's what happened, okay?
That sounds terrible.
I don't know why I told you. Yes, and in all honesty, I was arguing about how to say that. 200.
There's a real troll problem around here.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I'm complaining, because one of your guys.
And this concerns me. How?
Okay. Look, you're a druid, aren't you?
Okay, so I don't know what the plan was after we took them, because now we got two crying babies.
And we have to raise these kids.
I wasn't ready for this. I had so much
I'm
of
hungry.
Legacy. Oh, my God. Anybody got some milk?
Look,
drinking this milk.
We always said we wanted to be parents. Now we get the chance to be parents.
I just didn't realize it would happen so fast.
I gotta go poopy.
Oh, this one's gotta go poopy. Will you handle that?
Yeah, I mean, kid, just go poopy. We love that stuff here with trolls.
This summer solstice, come and join the wackiest troll family this side of the island. On Druid TV, we have
Kenny,
some of the
Kenny. Kenny, yep. I'm going to stop you.
Okay,
let's take it again from the top.
Okay.
When you're ready,
so
on your
nervous.
Own cue.
Yeah, I'm.
You're doing great.
Okay. Do I just talk into this branch?
Yep. When you're ready. Okay. Take 38.
This summer.
What's happening? Do you want to take a break?
Stumbled over solstice. I was going to say Stolsis.
Do you want a break? Copies are in front of you. No. Just read it.
Okay, well, it's just in stone and it's hard to read.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Take a like a 3-inch step back from the stone. See if it's not a little more clear.
Towards it?
Sure, let's try that. Okay. More clear this, or less?
Oh, sorry.
What do you mean I spent 50 lambs on studio time?
Well, we have to let the world know the troll danger, and that's why we're building this Stonehenge. I think no one's really been clear about why we're building Stonehenge.
Well, theoretically, no trolls would ever get you in the center of Stonehenge, so as long as you are there, you're protected inside of
it. So we're all just... My God, I've never really... Why the hell are we building this thing? Just to stand in the middle so trolls can't get us? A ring of
Trust
fire
me,
always
you will
has
be
worked.
Safe there.
Pantheon, this was your idea.
I mean, I'll take the credit for it. Yes, this is
credit or blame, Pantheon.
When you stack stones like this in a circle, you are absolutely safe. Trust me. I'm a druid that does alchemy.
Well, I don't know. What do you think, CPA?
Look, I know that boat of people from Brooklyn is going to be here in 4 years, so we're going to have to make some decisions before then.
We just have a raven come. A little message here, sorry to interrupt. The boat of people from Brooklyn is capsized, and they've all died.
Capsized?
So, capsized.
Pantheon, did you tell them that...
I told you we shouldn't have brought all these marble slabs.
I can't believe it.
I told you that.
It's weighing us
down.
What
do you mean? You said bring them. You said bring them.
Maybe I did. I don't know. I
you
just like the word marble.
That.
Listen, Tony, before we die, I just want you to know I've always had feelings for you. Real deep, special feelings.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I ain't got long to live here, but it's important that you notice before I pass.
That's real.
I've always wanted to be inside of you.
That's real.
Hey, maybe we should send a raven and let people know we're dying.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I got one in the bag here.
Well, you had a raven write on that it. Whole time?
Yeah, what do you mean? Of course I had a raven all that. Look, I'm going to write on the raven.
Yeah. Yeah, use a Sharpie. It's a metallic Sharpie.
I didn't mean I wanted Sharpie. To wear you as some sort of coat, you know.
Yeah, we
you
know
want
to. All right, let's see here. What should I say?
Don't put this on the raven's note.
Yeah, I think we have to include that part, too.
No, you don't.
Let me see. Stop talking. I can't write when you're talking. What the
a
hell?
A man's dying
write?
Wish shared among men and women.
That's your handwriting?
Yeah, wait, come on.
It looks awful. I can't read a damn thing.
How often do any of us write? Huh?
Read it. Read back what you got.
Yeah, read back what you wrote.
I die. That's all I got.
I don't think you can read it.
Right. You can't write or read. How come you're the one writing that?
You know what? It goes. The raven goes.
Are you kidding me?
It's gone.
Oh, my God.
It's gone.
Pantheon, another raven has arrived. This one... It just says, I die in metallic Sharpie.
Do you think it's the raven that's... Who?
Hey, listen.
The raven speaks.
There's a long flight from that sunken ship, and I just got to tell you, if there's some food or water available, it would be fantastic.
Well, I can control the elements as a druid.
I'm going to repeat, some food or water.
Here, water is an element, Raven.
Yeah, I just need some.
It is now pooling in my hands. Go ahead and drink from my hands.
What kind of society are you running here? I'm going to drink from your hands?
I mean, I've created this water with druids.
It's very impressive, Captain Mumbo Jumbo, but you have a cup of water, some sort of drink?
I don't have a cup. Okay, you don't want the water in
like
my hands?
You got like a seltzer, a sparkling water, maybe.
Orakai?
Don't look at me. This whole thing was your idea.
I didn't want to get the
What about something a little harder? You know what I'm saying?
Harder?
Oh, well, that I have in my robe.
Oh.
Here.
That's a great.
Okay, gather around, folks. Gather around. You see one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, the Stonehenge monuments.
Wow.
Before you ask, yes, I am a human child who was raised by trolls. I did grow up around here. So if you have any questions about the monuments, yes.
Yeah, why did they build this?
You know, the it's really
answer
not,
him.
It's really not clear. It's really not clear. I mean, it's really not clear.
That's great. If I can jump in there, I study Stonehenge and I'm quite an expert on the subject.
But you're on the tour, right? You're not a tour guide?
That's right. But if I can just jump in there real
quick. I saw you on the bus. Why are you jumping in?
Is this allowed? He was next to me on the plane here.
Go ahead. I'd love to hear the question. Yes.
Well, the stones are built in a way to protect anyone inside from birds. So it's a way to protect the birds if you're inside.
I've heard that theory. There's really no evidence to back that up.
There's no roof, evidence. So couldn't the theory be the birds could still get you?
That could be true.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why is there a spine poking out of the dirt? Looks like it's...
The original contractors building Stonehenge, their spines came out of their buttholes.
So graphic.
And we've preserved the spines as they came out of the buttholes.
I have a question.
Yes.
How come you know that about it? Like, that's so specific, and that was thousands and thousands of years ago, but you don't know why this was built.
You know, I'll answer that if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
I don't want him to answer.
Why is bus guy answering?
He was kicking my seat the whole time.
I think the clear answer for that is we have that information because we know that, well, Stonehenge was a, if you're
sorry. Just start again.
He's making it up.
Just start again.
I don't think he knows.
He doesn't know. It looks like he's trying to read off of a script that he's holding, but he can't even read the script.
It's protect against birds. So that's the
and the cost, by the way, of Stonehenge, 200 a head.
What does that mean?
Of what?
What does that mean?
200 a head of sheep.
200 a head of sheep?
That was the cost. That was the cost. So just multiply that in your head and you'll get the total.
To what?
What?
200 times what?
Times sheep?
And we're walking.
So where else?
It's just Stonehenge.
We're walking. We're walking around Stonehenge.
Is there a gift shop?
There is. It's operated by a troll. Right. One of my adoptive parents. Yeah.
Oh, great. I'd love to just get the little version of this to bring home.
Okay. Yeah. So like the inch version down to scale.
Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, they built that the size of Stonehenge. There was a mistake in the plans, and the souvenir toy they accidentally made exactly the size of Stonehenge.
So they only did one.
Oh my God, honey, you're back from your trip. Did you bring the kids any souvenirs?
Yeah, honey, I did. I got them Stonehenge.
Is that a wide load truck?
You want me to put it down here? Where do you want me to put it? Honey, right there in the front is great, guys. Thanks.
Honey, what have you done?
I brought them home.
My butthole! My spine!
Holy shit!
Hey, spine came out of there!
What happened to those movers?
They're
losing
shit.
Their spines out their sphincters! And that scene, too! Oh, my! Scene 3 comes from patron VIP Kevin, who wrote, "Keep up the great work, Alchemist. Here's my scene suggestion. Misfit actors." Isn't that always the way? Misfit actors on a low-budget remake of the 1977 Star Wars film. It's so low-budget, they have no script and no rights to Star Wars, so all the names have to be changed. Lights, camera, action.
Does anybody want to rehearse before? I mean, we don't have any lines.
I don't know what that is, but I'm into it.
What do you mean?
Rehearse?
What's the word rehearse?
Yeah, what do you mean? Are you one of those theater guys?
Yeah, I'm one of those fucking theater guys. Wow. Okay. Jeez, wow. We should know what we're doing before we do it.
Yeah, great. Okay? Great.
I just didn't know. I'm sorry. I was asking for clarification.
All right. You guys ready for a good day of shooting today?
Oh, that's the guy who's playing Son Holo.
Yep.
Is he the director too?
He's also directing it.
Did
you audition you didn't audition because you're also the director. Is that how this works?
Yeah, that's it. This is going to be a great film, a great opportunity for some new actors.
You have cocaine underneath your nose.
Oh, sorry.
Still there.
Okay, well.
Did you hire anyone yet to play Souk?
No, it turns out you guys are going to be playing all the roles.
All the roles?
You guys are going to be playing all the roles. It turns out I can save quite a bit of money if I only have you three and me playing titular role.
You know what? Fuck this. This is not even worth the pennies you're throwing at me. I am a theatrically trained actor, and I'm not going to partake in some disrespectful bullshit art show where you can go and just have all your coke friends watch, okay?
Hey,
I'm out of here. Hey, I'm fucking out of here.
Hey, dude named Kim, because that's a guy's name. Why don't you fucking relax for 2 seconds? How about that?
I am relaxed. And you know what?
Do you want to be in a motion picture?
No, this isn't a motion picture. This isn't film.
Is that not a camera I'm looking at over there that guy's holding in his palm?
Honestly, I have no idea what the fuck that is. I don't know what that is.
Listen, save yourself some energy. This warehouse is locked. You can't leave.
What if we let this pain in the ass play Sook Liewalker?
I don't give a shit about who I play. I'm not going to play it.
I think you play it really good.
Thank you.
That's the kind of tone I think we could incorporate.
Yeah,
you were
doing really good. Should we just start? I mean, I know I'm not a director at all, but should we just kind of roll with this?
Well, we got to get the camera guy. We got to get the sound, light, and everything else.
I think that guy eating the donut over there is a camera guy.
What?
No,
no, I'm set construction.
Oh, you built the ship.
I built, well, it's half built. I'll finish it while you guys are shooting, though.
All right.
Do you need a camera guy? I can go turn it on if you want.
Well, actually, believe it or not, in the fine print, you are the camera guy and set construction.
Oh, okay.
Gotta read those contracts.
Yeah, you gotta read those contracts. This is non-union.
I'll go
you guys
turn
got
it
a
on.
Contract?
Yeah.
All right, so camera's rolling. Speed.
Are we starting with scene 3 or 9?
No, we're going to do this in chronological order.
Wow.
We're
shot in sequence.
Wow. Yeah, it's the only way I can really wrap my head around it. So what I'm going to do is on this little TV, I'm going to play the original Can't Say the Name of It on this little TV, and then we're going to stop at the end of the first scene.
Why can't you say the name of it?
Over. What?
Why can't you say the name of it?
Yeah,
like technically, if I say it out loud, I'll be acknowledging that we're copying the movie.
All right, we'll say it for you. So you're going to play the Star Wars movie, A New Hope.
Please.
And what about those opening credits? How are you going to do that with those?
Should we be the text?
Oh, yeah, nice. Could one of us just say it?
What I got is a stack of 12 storyboards.
Hey, the door is locked, okay? Is there a key or something that you can get me that I can get the hell out of here?
Hey, Gielgud, take 5.
I want to take forever. Give me a fucking key. Let me get the fuck out of here.
Why don't you use that energy in the part that you're playing? Why don't you take all that anxiety and all that anger and use it for the dark side? Jesus. Mm. Right?
That's a really good piece of advice.
Give me the key.
I'm not giving you the key until this day is done shooting. We got to finish this movie today.
All right. I'm going to find a way out of
today.
Here.
I got to
hurry up on a set then.
Yeah, you're going to have to hurry up. Some of this we're going to have to fix in post, honestly.
That's lunch. 1 half hour.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. We're going to be eating while we film.
Okay.
Oh, French hours. Nice.
Director, hello. Hello, yeah. Marshall, yeah. You there? Look, yeah. I know
can't
I
open
said-
this door.
Well, look, I know I said you could use my family's land and all that to build this stuff, but it's taking a little longer than expected, and we're going to have to ask you to get off the property, all right?
I can't open this door right now. We're in the middle of our shoot day.
Whatever. Look, you're going to have to get off, all right? You're going to have to leave the property.
All right. Have you ever wanted to be in a pornographic film? No. Why don't you join our movie? You can be in the movie.
Never wanted to do that. And is that what you're filming?
Show me your dick, Lenny.
Who's that behind you?
it's a puppet of mine, all right? I talk to a puppet
sometimes. Well, you do puppet work. We need puppet work. Let's get a really add production to this film. Come in. You could be in my pornographic movie.
Listen to me. Listen to me, Marshall. I do not want to be in a pornographic film, all right?
Well, knock the door down, you prick.
All right? That's my puppet. Okay. All right. So listen.
We need a puppet in this movie. We need it. There's a little character, a little green character. I can't say his name.
What is it? Kermit the Frog?
No, it's not. But it's going to be perfect. And we can find a role for you, too. Come in. I'm going to unlock this door. Just come in, come in, come
Marshall,
in.
Marshall, look. I'm going to get the sheriff's department or someone to come down here to remove you, okay?
Okay, you've good been fucking luck. Good you've been fucking warned. Luck. I'm locking this door.
Your face change is what you should have.
Okay, so you have a key to the door.
Oh, no, this key that I got right here?
Just use it to open the door. Oh, my fucking God.
Use the key.
What? I just swallowed the key. So we're going to be stuck in here until I have a PM, okay? So let's get to this movie that we're making.
That's going to cut your insides. That was like a 3-inch key that you've just swallowed.
Oh, so sorry. All right, we're gonna do this first shot. I need you to take your pants off, Sook.
I'm not taking my pants off. I am not.
You're my star.
I heard you say we're going to shoot a porno, man. That's not what I signed up for. I don't think anyone signed up for that shit.
Okay, I signed up for that. Sorry, I've just been standing here in the background. I didn't sign up
Jesus
for porno.
Christ.
I also knew this was a porno.
Yeah, did okay, anybody so, not know this was a porno?
I didn't know this was a porno.
The guy
but you're just the camera set construction gaffer guy. Does that matter to you?
Nah.
Okay.
I didn't know, but I'm pleasantly surprised to find out it is.
All right, good. We're going to wrap this up today.
Hi, yeah, I'm looking for a movie, just something for the family. We're big into sci-fi and all that.
Okay.
I'm seeing all the real popular stuff, so.
A sci-fi movie for your family?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's this movie that just came out. This is actually the only copy of it.
Okay.
It's called War...
You all right?
Sword.
War Source?
It's called War Source.
Is it a European film? Or?
What? Daddy, I want to see War Source.
Is it European or...
It Daddy, is in a honey? Way. In a way, it is European, but Daddy. It's not. It's purely American.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Yeah, honey.
Sorry, Daddy, can you take your Daddy, kid out of your backpack?
Daddy, I yes, want to give see me one War Source.
Is it Watarsaurus? Because I heard good
no.
Things
they're
about
saying
that.
War Source. War Source. What is it? It's the Sores of War.
It's a War Source. War if you want source. Guitar Stores, which is what I think your kid just said, that we don't.
Guitar
we're all
stores?
Out of that. Yeah. Well, but this one's really good.
Did you want
is...
guitar stores, honey? Is that what you want? Okay, he's in my backpack.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We don't have that. So I could give you a War Source. I can give it to you for a 2-week trial. Usually we can just do a 1-week rental.
Get it, Daddy.
Sure. Why can you give it to me for 2 weeks then? Like, why is that update? Is it because of my credit or?
Yes. I ran your credit and it's amazing. We like to kind of keep people like you around here at Ockbuster.
Are you okay?
Welcome back to the coverage of tonight's premiere of Watar Sores. We're very excited. We got some of the cast here and people
so
who worked
excited.
On the film.
We are Jim, so excited, Lenny.
Jim, tell us now, who we're going to talk to first.
We are going to talk to not only one of the stars, not only one of the writers, not right? only one of the directors, but the only. That's right, Marshall Sternferner. He is the individual who's the brainchild of this whole motion picture and decided to buy out the entire town of Lincolnsville, Ohio, Berg. And we're just here with him right now, and we're just going to get a couple words from him. Marshall, can you come?
Marshall,
how are you? Marshall.
Marshall.
Right. Marshall.
Yeah.
Marshall. Can you,
hey, Marshall, can we grab you just for a moment here?
Just for a bit.
Sam and I were...
All right. I got a little bit of time. What are you guys doing with this crew here?
So a lot of the backstory on the film we're going to see tonight is that you personally wrote and financed the film, also directed it. You have an acting role in it. And
yeah.
And according to this, you're quite the coxman. I'm not even sure where to start on that.
That's a rowing term, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, it's a rowing term. I didn't know. I thought it had to do with my huge dick.
That's hilarious. My aunt fell on her coxswain. I'm sure that was a problem too. So tell us about the film. What are we looking forward to here tonight?
Well, it's like a European movie if the United States did it, because there's a lot of nudity. It's entirely original. It has no, honestly, it's not comparable to any other movie ever.
So the rumors that you completely ripped off the story to Star Wars, that's nonsense.
It's ridiculous. Have you even seen Source?
Where Tar Wars?
I just call it Source. Source? Sure. Have you even watched Source?
That's amazing. So, Marshall, you're telling me you have no film inspiration whatsoever in the creation of this. There has not been a director, cinematographer, actor, writer that has inspired you in any way that made this picture happen.
So, Mr. Lucas, I guess what we're asking is what you would like us to do. This film apparently has been released.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're just getting word of this now. I apologize. We're a little
there's
behind.
There's only one copy, though.
And there is only one
just,
copy.
Just one Larry, copy. You only made one copy of it?
Yeah, there's only one copy. But it's out there. And people are going to see it. And they're going to see the similarities.
How many people if there's only one copy?
So far, three.
Three people. And a family in Lincolnsburg.
All right. Can the force help?
Sure.
The feds?
Like that? No. The force. We'll use the force.
What would you like us to do with the force, sir?
Just use the force. Get rid of it. May the force be with you. I'm shutting my door.
George.
God damn
it. Right, I don't know what to do with this.
We're fucked.
What am I supposed to do with that information? The force.
We do everything like we normally do. We say
have
we
you
use
tried
the force,
to hold up your hand, by the way, work, close okay? your eyes, and just sort of make your eyeballs move behind the lids, and then hope you can make something change?
It's insane.
Oh, no. What was that?
Who broke something outside my trailer?
Oh,
did you just fling my coffee cup?
No, that sir.
Okay.
That was you, sir. You threw the coffee cup, sir.
Kenny. Oh. Kenny, what if I have the force? I held my hand and something moved inside the trailer.
No, he did it.
Hey, who threw my other coffee cup?
Oh, my God.
Shit, what the fuck?
Marshall Sternferner, baby. Warsaw's is killing it at the box office, and you want to make the Empire Bikes track.
Yeah, I do. I think this time what we should do is have a maximum one-week rental period so that it can rotate a lot more people see it, and this one's going to be great.
The returns at this blockbuster are crazy.
Yeah.
So actually I'm pleased to say again, you can have this one for 3 weeks because it looks like your credit has jumped from the last time you visited.
Yeah, this is amazing. Okay.
It's only supposed to be for a week.
I want to say though, the last film that you suggested was pornographic and I did watch it with my family and that's not what we expected or wanted.
Daddy, I'm never going to be the same.
Okay. None of us are. So why don't I'm just kind of a little hesitant because it looks like it's the same writer, director, star of this one. And so I don't want to, take something home that's pornographic.
So
I just
you're telling me you want me to spoil all the movies that I suggest to you before
not
you take them
all.
Home?
I just want to know if it's a porno or not a porno. That's not spoiling it.
Well, it's an American. I don't know how more clearly I can say if it's a European film as if Americans made it.
See, that doesn't make much sense to me. And I don't know. I just don't know
I
what that means.
I can't say anymore without spoiling it. I'm sorry. I thought someone with a higher
is
credit
this an
score
action
would
movie?
Be a little
is this a
more
sci-fi
bit of a conversationalist.
Movie?
What
yes.
Daddy,
do you
want me to do? Daddy, I feel like she's lying for sure.
So do I.
I'm not lying about anything. I haven't seen it yet. I have butt awful credit. That's why I'm working here.
Oh, no. Well, what's your score?
17.
17? Jesus Christ, dude. My God. Well, how many credit cards do you have?
20.
20 cards? My God. Okay, first off. All right, you know what, son? I'm going to put you down. Let's work on your credit right now. Okay, so why don't we go through...
right now?
Yes, right now, okay? Yes. And let's start canceling some of these cards, okay? Now, how much...
That's the best way to improve my credit is to cancel... Some of my cards.
Cancel, yes, and we're
even the one
only...
I they're all maxed out, and I don't pay the minimum
maxed
balance.
Out?
But you're, yes.
Yes, I'm mad at you. Yes, I am. I can't believe you did that to yourself.
I'm saying you think I should cancel my maxed out credit cards, and that will improve my credit.
We need to pay those off. And then once they're paid off, we're going to cancel the majority of them. And we're going to have two cards that you're one that you're going to pay your bills with. Okay.
Okay.
And then one.
I don't have any bills.
What?
I don't have any.
Pantheon, Urukai.
Yes.
I'm looking over this FICO score. And have you been maxing out all of our cards?
Look, every time we have to get a new crew from Brooklyn, it's expensive. And all that marble. Another raven. Let's see what.
Oh, great.
Oh, that's not good. It says in white out, sunk. I suppose we'll need. Can we have another credit card?
Look, hire somebody local. Local.
And that's our show for today. Let's thank all of our alchemists, please. Mark Gagliardi, thanks so much for coming back and joining us.
Thanks for letting me come and play. It's nice to see you guys.
Now, folks can see something you and Craig were involved in. It's up on the interweb somewhere, the Thrilling Adventure Hour.
That's right, Thrilling Adventure Hour. We are doing all new shows over Zoom during social distancing time. All of the money for this recent one is going to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. And
where can folks find it?
They can find it on houseseats.com.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Cacao?
Yeah, what Mark said. That sounds awesome. It's good to get the old band back together and do some thrilling shows online. And follow me at @Kakowski on Twitter. You can find out more information about all that stuff.
Fair enough. Caroline Connor, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, super good. Loving you so much. And James Heaney, you too.
Thank you. I just got to say, the Reddit community is fantastic. It's growing every day. And in there, I read people say that they were going to put a review down. And sure enough, their word can be taken. We got a bunch of new reviews. I'm just going to say one of them was from You Don't Even Know Me from the United States. I don't know what that means. But it said, it took me only 35 minutes to figure out how to leave a review. Nonetheless, I think it was time well spent.
So they gave a review on what the process was like to write a review as opposed to the show?
You know what would be great is if somebody in their review also left how the steps they took that – I don't know. For me, maybe I'll discuss it in the hang sesh. But I know how hard it was for me to – I had to be on a phone call with Apple to leave a review one time.
James, was there a review on that Reddit feed? Of the show or just the process?
No, there was not the process. On the Reddit feed, somebody said I have been guilted into leaving a review or something like that by James, and then said that he was going to do it, and then they did it. And a few people did it. We got a bunch of reviews this week.
Okay, awesome. And as soon as you drop the latest cast hang, folks can hear more about these incredible Reddit reviews.
Yeah.
Joey Greer.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here, buddy.
Well, thanks for having me. Very fun.
Still doing the Bear Supply out of that West Side Comedy Theater Twitch.
Still doing it.
Right.
Every Wednesday at 7 o'clock West Coast time, you can check us out on West Side's Twitch. Pop in there, see what the fuck we're doing.
Well, it means the world to me to spend all this time with all of you. So let's please continue to do this for all the folks out there who allege they appreciate it. Let's thank our engineer to the stars and producer, Mr. Doug Bain.
Bain.
Fine folks at iHeartMedia.
Bum, bum.
And to all of you, please stay super healthy. Continue to write to us. We'd love to hear from you and respond to you. Your name here at alchemythis.com. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Until next time.
Alchemy.
Whoa, yeah.